Good afternoon. This is a day of mixed emotions, and understandably so. We're thankful that we have the word of our Lord to help us get through this day of mixed emotions, because we know by the grace of God that your mom and grandmother and friend confessed Jesus as her Lord and Savior. And though she's not with us physically, she is with us in mind and spirit, but she is also around the throne of God. And so we celebrate a victory service. I invite your attention to page 2 of our victory service bulletin. As we begin this Christian victory service, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We have come together to seek God's comfort in our sorrow, and to rejoice in the promise of the resurrection. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you wept at the grave of your friend Lazarus, and you consoled Mary and Martha in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Helen, and dry the tears of all who weep. Calm our troubled hearts, dispel our doubts and fears, and lead us to praise you for having brought her to faith. In your rising from the dead, you conquered death and opened the gates to eternal life. Strengthen us with your word and lead us through this earthly life until at last we are united with you and all the saints in glory everlasting. Amen. We join in the hymn, "How Great Thou Art." We turn our attention to these words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul.
He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
We hear these words of resurrection comfort. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. The Apostle Paul writes to the Romans, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus gives us this comfort. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God." When Christ, who is our life, appears,
then he also will appear in the world.
We will be before the throne of God. Never again will we hunger.
Never again will we thirst.
For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water. Let us pray. God of all grace, you sent your Son Jesus to destroy the power of death and to open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we too shall live. Comfort us with your promise that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Helen was able to receive comfort in the fact that the way of salvation was not dependent on her way of life, but rather on God and His plan of salvation, a plan which comes with eternal blessings. A reading from Holy Scripture, Isaiah 40. "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, 'In the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.' A voice says, 'Cry out.' And I said, 'What shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our confidence does not come from the here and now. Rather, it is in what has been prepared for us, thanks to our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. A reading from Holy Scripture, 2 Corinthians 4. "It is written, 'I believed, therefore I have spoken.' Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
I invite you now to page 9, a brief look at Helen's earthly journey. Helen Catherine Bishop was born on December 28, 1934 in Springfield, Missouri, to James and Noreen Coldren. She married Kenneth Bishop on March 20, 1954 in Corcoran, California. He was stationed in San Diego at the time they met in 1952. They were married for 60 years. In 1962, Ken and Helen moved from the Berkeley area to North Highlands. For 23 years, Helen worked for the state of California, the Franchise Tax Board. In 1999, Ken and Helen became members at St. Mark's Lutheran in Citrus Heights. While her family was of most importance, Helen also enjoyed doing puzzles, watching game shows and Hallmark movies, along with old Western movies, playing trivia and bingo. She also admitted that she was a Giants fan. On April 7th, 2022, in Roseville, California, Helen passed away peacefully with family at her side. She was preceded in death by her husband and oldest son, John. She is survived by her three sons, Mike, Russ, and Rick, 11 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren, along with other relatives and friends. O God, the Father in heaven, have mercy on us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. O God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us and grant us your peace. Amen. I invite you back to page 5 as we sing a song summing up the hope that we have for all eternity.
Thank you.
Jesus did indeed rise from the dead, we are encouraged to believe and live. A reading from Holy Scripture, John chapter 20. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. The word of the Lord. Amazing grace. May God's grace and his mercy and his peace be yours in great abundance. And this is possible to take place thanks to our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue talking about further words of Scripture. Jesus lives, the victory's won. Death no longer can appall me. Jesus lives, death's reign is done. From the grave, Christ will recall me. Brighter scenes will then commence. This shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, to him the throne, high o'er heaven and earth is given. I shall go where he is gone, live and reign with him in heaven. God is faithful, doubtings hence. This shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, for me he died. Hence will I to Jesus living, pure in heart and act abide. Praise to him and glory giving. All I need, God will dispense. This shall be my confidence. She had my vote. But now I'll need to reconsider who I vote for public office. Helen and I would often discuss that forbidden topic. And each time we would discuss that topic, I would say to her, "You got my vote." And even after her heart-wrenching fall, I still had confidence that she was up for the task and would have voted for her. Though her body was failing, her mind and her spirit very much alive. But with that not going to happen, my voting for her and she running and getting such an office, thankfully, she, along with me and you and countless other people, have a person who has our confidence. And such a confidence in this person is definitely not misplaced. I mean, this person is not running for office. After all, this person already is the ruler of all the world. And though this world is not perfect, what this person has done to combat the imperfection of this world and to give entrance to a place where perfection reigns, well, what he has done and what he offers is second to none. And so we can say absolutely, that is, with steady confidence through this life, Jesus is my confidence. Helen was able to say that, and she did. She had confidence. Confidence summed up for us not only in the hymn verses that I read a moment ago, but in these words from Hebrews 11. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Helen had confidence. But that wasn't always the case, was it? In fact, that's the case for each and every human being on this earth. We don't start out life with a confidence in God and the Savior Jesus Christ. And that, unfortunately, we see evidence of way too often as we listen to the news, as we observe our own family at times, what's going on in the world just provides evidence of the fact that by nature, we are a people unto ourselves and not a people who have a confidence in God, in our Savior Jesus Christ, and so live unto ourselves and not for Him. And that was Helen, and she'd be the first to admit that. And so she did come to relish the gift of confidence that was given to her in her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And she would look forward to hearing the Word of God, which kept that confidence strong and living and active. And as she looked forward to hearing the Word of God, she also was looking forward to confessing her sins, because even after she had come to faith by the grace of God, she, along with anybody else, well, our confidence on this side of heaven doesn't remain perfect. We falter in it, especially when trials and tribulations come into our life. God, where are you? Thinking He's left us, but He doesn't leave us. He's always there. And so His Word directs us back to the confidence of that truth. And so thankfully, as Helen confessed her sins and her need for a Savior, she was able to hear words of forgiveness. Words of forgiveness that would renew her confidence in her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because she knew, even though she's been blessed with a long time here on earth, that one day it would come to an end. And sadly, that's why we're here. But only our earthly life. She's living the good life in heaven. The fulfillment of that confidence that was given to her in her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amazing grace indeed. such confidence in what we hope for. Thanks to the death of Jesus Christ, who made that forgiveness for Helen and all people possible, because he came to this earth, because we're not going to be able to satisfy God's righteous demands by anything we do. Scripture makes that very clear, not by observing the law, not by our good works do we get into a good relationship with God into heaven, but only through the work of Jesus Christ. And that work is rooted in the cross that he died on. And he said, it is finished, sin paid for, not to be brought up against us again. Not that we can go live a life of whatever we want, but rather now we have the life to live as he wants. Which not only brings him glory, but also is beneficial to our society. And then following his death on the cross, in the tomb, as promised, Jesus took back his life. And because he lives, we too shall live. This was Helen's confidence. That was the hope she had. And though she did not see her Lord face to face, she was able to see him through the Holy Scriptures and have such a confidence. Now, what was important in addition to this faith to Helen? You treasured her family. But always talk about you before the politics. And so what would her desire be for her family? That you have that same confidence, not just here on earth, but with her for all eternity. For again, though we do not see the Lord face to face, we are able to see him plainly through the Holy Scriptures. These are written that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the answer. He didn't promise perfection in this side of heaven. He told us we're going to go through trials and tribulations until we get there. And by the grace of God, we can get there. It's not hard. Believe and be saved. What a gift, what a legacy that Helen was able to give to you, her family, and to us, her friends. The confidence that overall she was able to live and express. The assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients, the heroes of faith, in other words, were commended for. Because later on in that same chapter, the Lord reveals all these heroes of faith. They were not perfect people, but their confidence was rooted in someone who was and is perfect. And that's the same for Helen. She was not the perfect person, the perfect mother, the perfect grandmother, the perfect friend, the perfect Giant fan, or whatever. But the one she had confidence in was and is perfect. And so we can add her name to those heroes of faith. Treasure that. God help you see how such confidence can be your very own through Jesus. And that you too then can have a hope through Jesus that is certain of what we do not see. And a hope in something that is not temporary but eternal. Keep that in mind each and every day. Helen had confidence. Jesus lives. I know full well. Nothing me from him shall sever. Life nor death nor powers of hell part me now from Christ forever. God will be a sure defense. This shall be my confidence. Jesus lives and now is death, but the gate to life immortal. This shall calm my trembling breath when I pass its gloomy portal. Faith shall cry as fails each sense. Jesus is my confidence. God be praised for giving Helen such a confidence and making it available to us as well. Amen. I invite you to join with me, if you like, in a confession of faith which sums up the confidence that we have by the grace of God that Helen confessed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We can now join in the song In Christ Alone. Let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the great company of saints who have finished their lives in faith and now rest from their labors. We remember especially our loved one Helen, whom you have redeemed by the blood of your Son. We thank you for giving her to us as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your compassion, comfort all who are sad in this hour. Lord, in your mercy, we praise you for your loving Christ, which sustains us in life and death. In our earthly sorrows, help us find strength in the fellowship of the church, joy in the forgiveness of sins, and hope in the resurrection to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, you do not leave us comfortless, but strengthen and care for us through your word and sacrament. You give us family, friends, and neighbors to help when there is loneliness now and in the days to come. Brighten our future with a firm trust in your promises and care. Lord, in your mercy, remove our fears and make us bold to pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Lord God, help you treasure the memories of Helen, a dear soul indeed, who is thankfully rejoicing around the throne of God, and we look forward to that reunion. In the meantime, another reunion to take place. You are welcome to join the family for further discussion and fellowship and finger food. We have the place and the location out there in the lobby. You can get that from me. So if you'd like to continue that with the family, you're welcome to do so, but stay here as long as you need to. God be with you. Thank you.